Hi, my name is Guy James Pearson and I'm a first year PhD student working in Evan Rees lab in the Cambridge Institute of Medical Research. I think the most exciting thing about doing research science is that you can be as creative as you like answering the questions. So you have kind of free rein to think about the problem and think about potential solutions, and you can go away and do it. And it might not work, but it's kind of, you have your own, you can be your own boss in terms of thinking about the solution to the particular problem. The book which I've chosen to talk about is Under the Greenwood Tree by Thomas Hardy. So I first read this book when I was in secondary school, and I recently reread it near the beginning of my PhD. And probably because I was focused so much on the work, as soon as I read it, I saw parallels between some of the themes that Hardy uses in his book and life in science. In the novel, we have the character of Dick Dewey, and the novel is about him becoming infatuated with the female character, who's rather flippant, and her name is Fancy Day. And I think that the characters in the story kind of reflect the dynamic between the researcher and the scientific problem. So I think science is quite competitive, and I think that the interesting parallel in the story is him as competing with the other suitors to get Fancy Day, and Fancy Day kind of not caring, representing the scientific problem, doesn't care about people who are working on it. I think one thing which Hardy does very well is he completely draws your attention to the village of Mellstock, and he never describes outside it, and you never really, because he does it so well in so much detail, you never really think beyond that small village. And I think that the parallel in science is that there are a huge number of scientific questions to look at, but ultimately in research you have to focus on something very, very, very narrow and have a complete focus on that. Another theme I would like to highlight from the novel is how Hardy, like any good author, leaves you at the end of the story thinking not just about the narrative, but about wider issues. And I think one thing which I was left with at the end of the novel was kind of a sadness that you could have this unreciprocated love between Fancy Day and Dick Dewey, and how that reflects on humanity. And I think the parallel is that, my PhD is going to be, a very focused piece of research on something which is, a relatively rare genetic disease. But hopefully, at the end of it, I'll be able to contribute more to understanding, basic cellular mechanisms, understanding more about the pathways of endocytosis and sorting within the cell, and that's having used the disease model of hereditary spastic paraplegia. So I think those the parallel I would draw there is that Hardy, like any good author, leaves you with a feeling of more than just a story, and hopefully when I finish my PhD, it will be contributing more than just HSP research, but also a broader look at cell biology and informing the mechanisms of it.